The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today, and it is great to be back at our broadcast bunker at Memphis, Tennessee. Wow. Thank you, by the way, to our good friend Jeff Stein, our great affiliate out there in the heartland, KXEL, doing a terrific job filling in yesterday as I was flying back from Gainesville, Georgia. And I want to thank our friends at WTUN for one heck of a great event. So wonderful to meet so many of our great listeners out there in the North Georgia area. And next week, heading to North Carolina, we're going to be doing the show on the road in places like Statesville and Winston-Salem. We're going to be providing you details on those events coming up. Also, we're going to be doing a big book signing at a massive homeschool convention, and we'll be sharing those details with you a little bit later on today. All right, well, we got to start with this crazy story out of our nation's capital. Joe Biden earlier today taunted President Trump. I want you to listen to the audio here. This is President Biden. You're going to hear a 14-second soundbite. All right, it's cut number five.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Wow. What an ass. This is the president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. And my apologies to our Baptist listeners. I was using that term in the biblical sense. So we've got the video up on our website, toddstearns.com. It took five times they had to edit this 14-second video. So this is, look, Joe Biden cannot put together a simple sentence. He can't. It took them that many times, five times they had to stop and restart the video so that Joe Biden could say what he just said. If I'm Donald Trump, I'm saying bring it. Bring it, pal. Bring it. And that's exactly what Trump did. Just a little while ago, President Trump posted on True Social, and he said, I accept the challenge. I want to read to you in part what the president had to say, and I'm talking about Donald J. Trump. President Trump says, I am ready and willing to debate Crooked Joe at the two proposed times in June and September. I would strongly recommend more than two debates and, for excitement purposes, a very large venue, although Biden is supposedly afraid of crowds. Oh, that's true. That's only because he doesn't get them. Just tell me when and where. I'll be there. Let's get ready to rumble. I love it. President Trump is willing and ready. Now, I want to say something here. I'm glad that these debates are going to happen. And I'll get into the debates in just a moment. But there has to be one caveat, and I think Trump may need to agree to do this just to get Biden to do it. There needs to be a drug screener on site at the debate location, and Joe Biden has to undergo a drug test. Because you and I both know, and we've seen this happen like at the State of the Union address and a couple of other high-profile events, where they've clearly juiced him up with performance enhancers. So you know they're going to be slipping something into the porridge. And it's not going to be the Red Bull. It's not going to be Dylan. What's the new? What's that new high caffeine drink? All the young people are.
Is it Celsius?
It's Celsius. Thank you.
Bad for you.
It's horrible for you. So is celluloid, by the way. Yeah. So Celsius. No, it's going to be something. It's going to be something more high octane. And I would suggest that's the reason why there was some cocaine found in the White House a couple of months back. I'm just saying. So you know they're going to slip something into Juiced Up Joe's porridge. It's going to happen. So I say let's do the debates, but we got to have a drug test. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think this is a good idea? Do you think President Trump ought to go toe-to-toe with Juiced Up Joe? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. But what really got me about what Joe Biden had to say here is the mock and the taunt. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Well, that's the court's day off. Joe Biden has weaponized, and what Joe Biden is doing with that one phrase right there is admitting that the Trump trial is all about election interference. That's the only thing this trial is about. That's it, period. Election interference. When you do a deep dive, and Victor Davis Hanson, I thought, did a terrific job, and we're going to get to this a little bit later on in the show today, but Victor Davis Hanson actually does a blow-by-blow of all four of the cases against Donald Trump, and he explains how Trump is going to be exonerated in all four of these cases. But the question now is, does Donald Trump even, does the defense need to call a single witness here? Because to this date, and we're, 5 weeks into the trial here, we have yet to see any sort of proof that Trump committed a crime. And it does make you wonder what the end game is of the DA here, Alvin Bragg, Fat Alvin. What's the end game? Well, the end game is to bully Trump. The end game is to malign his character and good name and his integrity. And they know that this all went into the political souffle here, this calculation that the American people aren't really paying that much attention to what's going on here. If you walk out, let's just say I walked out of our beautiful broadcast studio here and walked down the street to Corky's Barbecue during the lunch hour, and I just stuck a microphone in people's faces and it said, all right, so what is Trump, what's he on trial for? I don't think the average person at the Corky's would be able to tell you. I don't think they would. So it's not that they don't care. It's just they've got a lot of other things going on. But I also suspect that by and large, most Americans understand what these cases are really all about. And I say that based on what happened over the weekend in New Jersey, when you had over 100,000 people turning out for that incredible rally. I'll tell you, it was, I'm not an emotional person, but I tell you, the eyes got a little misty as I was watching so many great patriots out there taking a very public and vocal stand. And, you know, there was some video circulating, and the video, they interviewed some teenagers who were at the rally, and one of the cable channels, they interviewed these kids, and the language coming out of them was a little frosty, if you will. But what impressed me is that these kids, even as young kids, understand what's going on here in this country and how important it is to make a change. But if I were Donald Trump, I would accept the debates as he did. I think Trump did the right thing. And I'm telling you, they ought to just pound the economy. Go after Bidenomics and show what Bidenomics has actually done to this country. The fact that most kids graduating college these days, or most kids just getting out of high school, can't afford to buy a house. They can't afford to buy a car. Many parents are having to scrimp and save just to pay for the grocery bill. I mean, this is Biden's America right now. People are really suffering. And we've got to do something about it. And the answer to that problem is Donald J. Trump. I mean, it really is that simple. It really is. You know, we when we were in Gainesville, I had a chance to meet this wonderful listener. Her name is Miss Jeannie, and we brought her onto the program Monday. And she was just a kind-hearted person. She's a member of a quilting guild, and she was talking about how fabric has become so expensive at the fabric stores due to Bidenomics that they're having to make quilts using things they can find at Goodwill. And she actually made me this beautiful quilt that was made from men's shirts that were purchased at a Goodwill. And we're going to have that quilt on display here in our beautiful broadcast studios. And it was probably one of the kindest things anybody's ever given me. But the idea that you've got these sweet church ladies that are at in the fellowship hall doing their quilting bees, and they can't afford to go down to the fabric stores, that's on Joe Biden. And you don't think about those kinds of things because most people are trying to figure out, all right, I'm going to have to go buy the off-brand peanut butter. Or we're going to have to start having meatless Mondays. We're only going to be able to have meat maybe once or twice a week now. Families across the country are having these conversations right now. And what was it we said months ago? Dylan, we should have time-stamped this because everybody was talking about, you know, when the in the exit polling data coming out of the debates, and they would say, well, the most important issue is the border. We've got to secure the border. And yes, that's a huge issue. But from day one, I have said it's the economy, stupid. It is the economy, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going to drive people out to the ballot box. And we've got dumpster fires burning all over this country. Of course, we've got the border. We've got the weaponized judicial system that's going after Catholics and going after the pro-life community. We've got the economy. We have the foreign wars. But the economy, that's the one that's going to get somebody to get up and go vote on Election Day. And all you Gen Zers out there that are still having to live at home, you can't find a good-paying job, or you can't even find a job. That's on Joe Biden. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to jump into this. We'll be taking your calls today, 901-260-5926. Do you think Trump made the right decision here by agreeing to the debates? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, good to have you with us today, everybody, and thank you for listening to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, Joe Biden yesterday, the guy, his brain is just is mush. I mean, it's aged, it is diseased, and there's nothing he can do about it. I mean, it's a terrible thing. But this guy, just listen to cut number six here.
They want to undo what they finally got done. And then what we did finally got done is to make up for it.
What?
They want to give power back to Big Pharma.
What is that? What does that even mean? Nobody knows. But again, this is the so-called leader of the free world right now, Joe Biden. And there's no way, Biden is going to debate Donald Trump. There's no way that they will allow him to get up on a stage unless they are doing lines of cocaine in the back of the debate hall. And maybe just then, but then you've got another problem. What happens if Joe Biden gets overjuiced and just tries to take a swing at Donald Trump? Well, first of all, Trump will lay he'll lay that old man out. It's over. But Biden could go off on a crazed tear. I mean, he could attack the audience. He could be like you've seen these people. Dylan, you've seen the movies where people are doing the lines of coke, and the next thing you know, they're, you know, jumping off buildings. What is it? Biden always says, don't jump. I'm just saying.
He would jump very far.
He would. I think he would, but then he would be like a wildebeest, right? I mean, you'd get like raging. I mean, because this guy is raging. There is rage inside this
He's
man.
He's like the cocaine bear.
That's it. Joe Biden snorts the cocaine and becomes cocaine bear at the debate. Mr. President, you have a little powdered sugar there on the upper lip. You might want to dab that away, please. Get the president a wet wipe. I mean, what do you do? So you've got to be careful if you're going to go down that path. But that's the only – I mean, do you really legitimately – just ask yourself this question. Do you believe an unmedicated Joe Biden could actually form a complete sentence? It's terrible to think. But I'm just saying, if you're going to this debate, and we're hearing CNN could be the first. Oh, that's the other part of this, is that the agreement is that Fox News and Newsmax, we're being cut out. So there will not be a presidential debate on Newsmax or Fox News, which, by the way, has the largest audience. Newsmax is actually beating CNN in some of these ratings. But it looks like, and Trump doesn't care, because Trump knows that he can win. Trump knows that when he goes into a debate situation, he's not only going to be debating cocaine bear, but he's also going to be debating CNN and the anchors and anchorettes. And he doesn't care. He'll go after all of them. All right. Here is President Biden's campaign spokes dude. His name is Michael Tyler. This guy is of the same ilk as KJP. He's not very good at his job. And here's how he describes how the debates ought to go down. Cut number eight.
It should be, yes, in studio with no audience, so that the candidates can clearly articulate their vision for the country.
Free is an audience a deal breaker? Is an audience a deal breaker for you?
Listen, it's Donald Trump who said he would do this anytime, anywhere, any place. So I don't think that they should have any problems with what we have proposed. He's the one who said he's ready to go. So we should be set to go once we have proposals in from networks.
So they're saying they don't want an audience, they want it to be in a studio. There should be no audience. And the reason why is Biden can't be distracted. He's terrified in front of a crowd. But they also know, again, if they're going to juice him up, he could go full blown cocaine bear on the audience. And you don't want that, because he's done that before. If you don't vote for me, you're not black. Oh, golly. You know Trump is going to be – he's going to come loaded for bear. That's good for you, Mr. President. All right, what say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I've got it. Here's what we need to do. We need to go down to Vegas, right? Have the debate in Vegas and do it like fight night, right? Have them come out down the aisle. Problem is, Biden would stop midway down the aisle and he'd just like take a seat somewhere and, you know, pardon me, I want to get through. Well, I didn't mean to step on your foot, ma'am. Oh, hey there, honey. How old are you? Oh, 12. You smell pretty. That's what would happen, but it would still be great TV. Just call Child Protective Services. I'm just saying. Oh, that's terrible. We're going to get emails. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Coming up, a Christian ministry has been booted out of a Nashville hotel because they support Israel. We're going to talk to our friends over at First Liberty Institute. Also, Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin is going to drop by. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Wyatt Cox from our great Nevada Talk Network says maybe Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler could do the commentary on the... I love it. That'd be awesome. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Cynthia in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Cynthia. What's on your mind?
Hi. I like the topic that you're discussing today. I'm glad Trump and Biden are going to go at it, but we need to remember that when Trump was debating Hillary, they had already given her the questions. So I don't trust either of those two stations to not go ahead and give Biden the questions ahead of time and let them rehearse him, even with being pumped up on crack. I still think that because they'll give him the questions, so the Trump team needs to figure out a way to ensure that the questions are fresh and not already been given to him like they gave them to Hillary. And they admitted that she got the questions ahead of time.
That's right. Remember Donna Brazile? And how was she rewarded for that, Cynthia? She got a gig over on Fox News Channel. Insane.
Yeah, it is. It's disgusting what our political system has come to. And I truly think Trump's the only one that can turn it around, because we've seen him turn it around. So I'm always appalled when I meet a Democrat and they're like, no, Biden's good. And I'm like, do you have anyone in your family with Alzheimer's? Anyone you've seen at your church? Do you have anyone that you've watched have Alzheimer's? Before he even was elected the last time, he had what's known as the Alzheimer's walk, Alzheimer's waddle. And he has it even worse now. That's why when you look at him walking for a long period of time, like maybe 7 to 8 steps, you can see him with the Alzheimer's waddle.
It's as if he doesn't remember where he is or what he's doing, Cynthia.
Correct. People with Alzheimer's, they lose their where am I? And that's why he keeps going to the left, to the right, like, where am I? Somebody come get me. And then the second thing is their body, their brain loses the ability to walk and move their legs. So that's why you see him like start, stop, because that part of his brain is deteriorating. I care for an Alzheimer's patient. I know what's coming next. I could see it when he was, before he got elected this time. I'm like, y'all don't need to vote for him. Oh, I'm like, I'm telling you, I've seen that walk before. And I would tell you that probably now you will not be able to look at him without seeing the walk.
Cynthia, let me ask you a question. Since you mentioned that you work with these kinds of patients here, when they are put into high stressful positions, when they're put out on the road doing, you know, these kinds of events, does that worsen it? Is the worsening, does it happen quicker?
Well, when they get to a certain level, if you keep moving them from place to place, it lets them go downhill quicker. But he doesn't know where he is to start with. In my opinion, I see him looking, and then it seems like they give him something, or there's two of them. You know, I'm always looking for those attached earlobes. It looks like they've given him something so that he can perform. The fact that he's going to do this I can see where they're going to put it in a closed environment. And if it doesn't come off good, I don't think we'll see it. I think they're going to, you know, do it ahead of time, not do it active where we can see it and cut the heck out of it to where he looks good.
Cynthia, this is good intel, and I appreciate you calling it. And I think these are all grave concerns. And I think we do have to demand that the questions are formulated maybe day of, maybe just a couple of hours before the debate itself. But you and I both know that they're going to leak those questions to the Biden campaign. I mean, CNN, by the way, and we can report this. Oh, Cynthia, thank you for that call, and thank you for listening. CNN is now going to be the first cable network to host the debate. So, and that'll happen in June 27th, we believe. And Joe Biden says, and I want to read this to you, I've received and accepted an invitation from CNN for a debate on June 27th. Over to you, Donald. As you said, anywhere, anytime, any place. You know, again, folks, the disrespect. Donald Trump is a former president of the United States, and he should be addressed as such. But this is the level of hate and derision that these people have. They believe that Donald Trump should have never been president in the first place. Hillary Clinton was stealing the 2016 race. That was the whole point of that. And when they realized that Hillary was a horrible campaigner, that's when they conceived the fake Russia collusion documents, the dossier. And by the way, I don't mean to point this out and rub salt in wounds here, but to this day, no one's gone to jail. No one's been punished for sabotaging or at least attempting to sabotage the 2016 presidential election. Nobody. But, man, they're going after Donald Trump, aren't they, ladies and gentlemen? So, anyway, it doesn't matter if it's on CNN or MSDNC. Trump is going to take care of business. But it's got to be a fair fight. And I am serious as all get out. There has to be a drug test. And the results have to be made public. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, coming up tonight, we have a great Newsmax show for you. You're going to want to watch us 5 o'clock Eastern. Sebastian Gorka among our special guests. Also, Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to drop by. So you're going to want to watch that on Newsmax 2 later on this afternoon. Not sure if you heard, but President Trump says Newsmax is really terrific. And he also says that Americans are turning to Newsmax because it's really good. So the question, are you one of those people? Newsmax is now on all major cable networks, and Newsmax 2, our streaming channel, is on the big OTT platforms like Roku, Samsung, and Amazon. But you really have to get Newsmax Plus, our streaming service with all of our top Newsmax shows from Rob Schmidt to Greta Van Susteren. You say, Todd, how do I do that? It's very simple. All you have to do is go to NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. You're also going to get to see all of the major Trump rallies and news events, even the ones Fox News will not broadcast. And, man, that's a story for another day. The level of censorship coming out of Fox News these days, unbelievable. But check out Newsmax Plus. You can start a free trial. This is compliments of the Todd Stern Show. It will not cost you a single penny to start. All you have to do is go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So the new Planet of the Apes movie is out, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Got to tell you, I kind of liked the new version, even though it was anti-human, pro-ape. So anyway, the stars of this movie, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, by the way, I didn't realize this, the actors are white folk. Is that, wow, okay, that opens up a can of worms. Oh, geez, Lou. So anyway, the humans playing the apes on Planet of the Apes. Well, here's what they had to say. Cut 9.
I'm fully Team Ape.
Listen, obviously, when I'm playing May, I'm Team Human. But I'm Team Ape. Freya's Team Ape.
Ah. Why so? I wonder.
I mean, look at the planet.
Why so?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Look at what the humans have done to the Earth.
Well, yeah. I dislike humans a lot. Yeah. You know? There's the odd one that's like, no. I mean, there are times where you see humans come together and you go, oh, isn't this lovely? And then there's times where you go, I absolutely hate us.
Yeah.
Is it just me? I just find the British repulsive. And it's not the teeth issue. It's just, I don't know. And it's not the inbreeding issue with the royal family. I just find them. I'm just, thank God for our founding fathers. Right? Thank God for the Minutemen. So anyway, so they're saying that humans are bad. And look at what humans have done to the Earth. What have humans done to the Earth? We have developed the Earth. That's what God told us to do. And I will say this, that if it hadn't been for man, we wouldn't be living in houses. We wouldn't have electricity. We'd be in caves learning how to start a fire. So is that what these people are wanting? What do they have? Why do they have such a problem with humanity? I just don't understand that. So anyway, the problem with these kinds of actors, and by the way, this guy interviewing, why so? I mean, where do they get these people? So anyway, the problem is that I was looking forward to going to see the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I've seen they've got 3 ape movies, and you are rooting for the humans, right? You root for your own kind. But anyway, it doesn't end well for the humans. I don't want to give anything away, but it doesn't end well for the humans. But the problem is you've got these actors coming out there and saying this sort of nonsense, and it makes you not want to go to see this movie. That's the problem. So thank you very much. Who are these people? Well, we've got their names here somewhere. Oh, Freya Allen and Owen Teague. Thank you for ruining the movie. Unbelievable. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Tom Tiffany, who is a Republican from Wisconsin, and we're going to be talking to him about plans to hold Merrick Garland in contempt. And the reason why is that they're not releasing the Biden-Robert Hur audio tapes. We're going to get into that. Also, this crazy story out of Nashville, and this is what gets me, is you've got a hotel out there, the Sonesta Hotel chain, and they have canceled a Christian conference because the Christians are supporting Israel. I got a big problem with that. Big problem. And by the way, this is a public accommodation issue if you're looking at the Constitution. Those of you saying, well, it's a private hotel and they can do whatever they want. Well, if they are open to the public, there is a public accommodation clause, and they have violated that. Oh, I've got to share this story with you. It is, this is a weird one. So there is a school out in Alabama, and the school has caused, it's a big, big problem and a big issue. And the school is now banning children. They got in trouble. They banned the children from sharing Easter eggs. So this is a lawsuit. The incident actually happened right before Easter. And I'm sorry, I said Alabama. I meant Georgia. And this Georgia elementary school banned children from sharing Easter eggs with their classmates. And the reason why is there are these plastic eggs. You know, you get the plastic eggs and you can put stuff inside the plastic eggs. Well, one of the things that they've done is that they would put Bible verses in the Easter eggs, some jelly beans and all that kind of stuff, and a Bible verse about the meaning of Easter. And the school said, you can't do that. So now the American Center for Law and Justice, that's Jay Sekulow's organization, they're saying, hey, look, this is unconstitutional. And the school says, well, we're doing it because of concerns with children's allergies. Well, for the record, the only people allergic to Bible verses are godless heathens and the devil. So something smells rotten in that Georgia school district. It is not the Easter eggs. Let's go to Jack in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Jack. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, I guess it is, almost. Yes, I was just listening, and I appreciate your show. Appreciate you and your views, and I get to listen to you a couple of times a week. But before the last break, you were promoting News Nation, I think it is.
No, and, Fox. Yeah, Fox News.
Oh, well, I thought I heard you say that the censorship coming out of Fox News these days is unbelievable.
Oh, well, it is. Yes, I'm sorry. It was Newsmax I was promoting, and Newsmax is doing a really good job. But Fox News, yes, and I can give you examples if you would like.
Well, that's what I called back just to ask. I'm not here to be argumentative.
Oh, no.
Smart.
No, that's fine.
I just wanted to, if we could get some examples.
Sure, happy to do it. I can tell you that in my final days, the final year that I was at Fox, I was censored. And it was really shocking because for, 14 and a half years I worked at Fox, I was never censored. I was never told what I could and what I could not cover. But specifically, it was related to the transgender and the LGBT movement. And I was told that I could not write about certain issues, and that was one of them, the transgenderism. I was not allowed to write anything about that anymore. And, of course, Tucker Carlson has come out, and he had his own issues where they were telling him things that he could and could not say on the air. And I think he's pretty much well documented those, on his X feed. But I saw it firsthand, and it's really sort of shocking. But you know what? It's their news shop, and they're allowed to do that if they want to. I think it's a bad idea, but it's their call.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I understand that. And, who's not censoring, LGBTQ issues these days? It just seems to be, they're trying to control the narrative in that everywhere. But, I just was curious and wanted to call in. And I've never called in before, first-time caller. But like I said, I appreciate your views and I appreciate your show, and I listen because it lines up very much with my views. And I just hope everything turns out in November the way we all want it to.
Well, you and me both, Jack, and we certainly welcome you to the program. And great call, and it's a great question. And, And you're right. There is a lot of censorship out there. And the way the freedom of press, people seem to, there's a misunderstanding about what it means to when it says freedom of the press. A lot of people think that means you have a right to walk down to your local newspaper and tell them you've got to put this in your newspaper. And that's not how it works. Freedom of press means that you have a right to go and start your own newspaper or your own TV station or your own radio station. And I get that. But if you're going to get up there and say, oh, well, we're fair and balanced, but behind the scenes, you're silencing opinions you disagree with, I got a problem with that.
Right. Well, I want to tell you, conservative talk radio here in Jackson, Tennessee is relatively new to us here, and I'm so happy to have it. And I love the show lineup each day, and I love hearing you and Hannity and I like listening to the station over in Nashville too.
Well,
I'm sure your friends.
And you should check out KWAM in Memphis, which is sort of the conservative blowtorch for Tennessee. They're putting out some great programming as well. But WTJS is a great locally owned conservative talk radio station. You have a great host in the afternoon, Frankie Lax, and does a terrific job. And you're right, Jack, you're blessed. And it really is going to make a difference. You watch what happens. It's going to start making a difference in that community. I can promise you that. Jack, I got to run. Thank you for the call. And thank all of our great radio stations around the nation. Also, our good friends over in Bartlesville. Taking great good care of their community. Our friends at Salem at KYKN. We could go on and on, but I can't because we got to take a break. Hang tight. Hour two coming up.
from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, the House Oversight Committee announcing earlier this week they're going to move forward on contempt of Congress charges against Merrick Garland. And the reason why is that Garland has refused to comply with the subpoena. They want the audio recordings of President Biden's interview with former special counsel Robert Hur. I want to go down to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have Congressman Tom Tiffany with us, a Republican from Wisconsin. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I am, Todd. Good to join you.
So, Congressman, before we get into this story, I want to get your reaction to the crazy taunt that Biden put out earlier today, daring, challenging President Trump to a pair of debates. You think that's a good idea?
I'm wondering about his handlers at this point, much less Joe Biden, after doing that. It'll be interesting to see what the backstory is on this, Todd, why they're doing it. But didn't they also say, I didn't see the entire story, Todd, but didn't they also say they do not want to do the officially sanctioned debates this fall? Didn't they say that?
That's true. So these are out of the norm. I mean, this would be very unusual if this actually happened.
Yeah, so I don't know. Are they figuring he's going to be even in greater decline by October? Is, you know, June the best month to be able to do something like this? I am not sure. I thought the other interesting piece of news around this, though, Todd, is that the DNC is panicking so much that they're thinking about having a virtual convention rather than having a live convention in Chicago because they know it is going to be a show.
Oh, yes, you can say poop show. We get it. When you saw these protests on these college campuses, I mean, you know, they're going to have tens of thousands of these people showing up in Chicago. And I think every Democrat has the nightmare visions of what happened back in, what, 68?
Yeah, they're scared to death. And by the way, every Republican candidate, I don't care, Todd, if they're a state candidate or a federal candidate, if you are not tying your Democrat opponent to Joe Biden, you're committing political malpractice. Tie every one of them to Joe Biden because you know that's what they would do to us if the situation was reversed. All you got to do is think about George Bush, 2006.
It's a great point. And of course, back then, you know, they were accusing George Bush of being ignorant, of not being able to put together, you know, a sentence. And then you have Joe Biden out here. I mean, it's just every single day. And I get it, but I'm not quite sure they really want that man out there on the debate stage. I was really surprised that Biden went out there and did this. I mean, it was a 14-second interview, Congressman, and they had to, you can actually see five times that video had to be edited.
It's amazing.
All right. Congressman, I want to move on to this committee, what the House Judiciary Committee is up to. You guys want to hold Garland in contempt of Congress. Why do we know why they're not wanting to release these audio tapes?
Well, I think you might have described it just in the previous little bit that we were talking about. Would you want Joe Biden on tape before the American public? I mean, that's ultimately what this is about. I mean, think about Robert Hur and what he revealed. And he said that, no, we're not going to call for impeachment here. We're not going to follow through on this because he's not capable before a jury of being able to. I mean, what was the statement that Hur said? It was something like, this man is not capable, and a jury is going to say that it would not be fair to have him appear before the court.
Yeah, he called him an elderly man with a poor memory. I mean, that's what Robert Hur said.
Yeah, so you have that out there, and I just think what we will see, so an elderly man with a poor memory, and you're going to show people that on camera, you can see why they do not want to have that happen. But that should happen. Because we as Americans, all we ask is for transparency, right, Todd? Just show us the facts, and the American people will come to the right conclusion. They don't want the Biden Justice Department does not want the American public to see this on tape.
No, I get it, but I think we need to. I think the American people need to see it so we can truly understand it. Again, I mean, if people must be living under a rock if they're not seeing this, Congressman. But I completely agree with you that the American people need to see these tapes. So the question is, let's move down the road here. You guys hold Garland in contempt. Will Garland be arrested?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this ultimately moves to the Speaker's office then, and he has to decide, what are we going to do here? And I would sure hope that the Speaker would say, we are holding you in contempt. You have X amount of time to comply. Now, what's been happening, this happened with FBI Director Wray, it's happened with other witnesses, we've had to ratchet up in order to get this information. I think ultimately we can get this information. This is the next step.
So, but again, is there an option, and will Congress go down that path? I mean, who has the power to throw Garland in jail if he doesn't show up, if he defies the subpoena?
Yeah, I believe that Congress does have that authority, and if that's ultimately where this leads, we need to do that. The American people deserve to see this information. It is germane to the impeachment inquiry that we've been doing. We have been steady, methodical. We've been fair in how we've went about this, including to the Biden family and Joe Biden. But ultimately, you have to comply. We need to make sure that they comply.
So, and I don't mean to belabor the point here, and I'll get to my point in just a moment. But let's say, and I want to walk through this so our audience understands. Garland has refused so far to obey the request of Congress. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So, at what point will the committee hold Garland in contempt, and then what happens after you guys determine that he is in contempt of Congress?
Yes, we will have that before our committee. Today's Wednesday, tomorrow, and we will be able to vote on that tomorrow and then forward that to the full House of Representatives, and then we can have a vote on it.
And so the full vote would then determine, okay, so the committee votes, then the full Congress votes. And Republicans do have a majority. I know it's a one-person, two-person majority. So you guys do have the majority. So if he is found in contempt of Congress, what happens at that point?
Then he must comply, and then we can, I believe, force compliance on this. We can go to the Justice Department and say, you have to do this, and hopefully the courts will uphold this compliance. I think that's ultimately where it would end up, Todd, is if there continues to be this denial, as you're alluding to, then the courts, it ends up being a decision probably for the United States Supreme Court if they refuse to comply.
So, and my point is this. If it gets to that point and Congress and the Republican leadership doesn't do that, they've got to go to the mat on this one. And if they don't, I really do fear that the Republicans are going to lose complete control of the Congress after these fall elections. So I think, you know, based on what you guys decide to do tomorrow, Congressman, that Speaker Johnson has to stand up. This has to be the line in the sand.
There has to be accountability. There's no doubt about it.
All right, Congressman Tom Tiffany on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, you are also very concerned about what's happening on the border. We understand nonprofits are just billions of dollars they are making off of the border crisis. What can be done about that?
Well, Joe Biden could shut down the border, but unfortunately, he ultimately has authority on this, and he refuses to do it. All we can do at this point is continue to try to shame them and cast a light on it. I mean, go back almost 2 months ago. I was down in Tucson, and I went to the Ramada Inn that had been converted to a migrant transfer facility, and they called the sheriff's department on me, the local NGO there that was tied to the Catholic Church down in southern Arizona. And but I said to them, you need to allow me to be able to see this facility. They denied me the ability to do it. Then they called the sheriff's department. And so I ultimately relented, but it did hit the news that this is what's going on, is we have these transfer facilities that are all over. The migrant processing facilities that are being done by the non-governmental organizations, some of them faith-based, but some of them based with the United Nations, and they are the ones, they're a critical link in this human trafficking operation, the largest human trafficking operation, by the way, that I think has ever existed on this earth. That is going on right now that, you know what, over 10 million people now, Todd, have been transferred into the United States of America. These NGOs are the critical link that the Biden administration counts on being able to get these people to every state in the United States of America.
And Congressman, finally, and I know we've got a lot to talk about today, but this legislation that you have introduced, which I think may be one of the most important pieces of legislation I've seen in a long time, you have seen a very dangerous threat to American sovereignty, and it's coming from the World Health Organization. I want you to give us the news nugget here on what your legislation will do to protect us from the WHO.
Yeah, quick thumbnail. It requires any convention or agreement that the Biden administration would enter into with the World Health Organization has to be subject to a treaty vote in the Senate. And that requires a two-thirds vote. Every Republican senator has signed on to this bill. I now have 51 co-sponsors on this bill. Any agreement that the Biden administration enters into with the World Health Organization, which, as you well know, is terribly corrupt, that should require a vote by treaty requiring a two-thirds vote. That's basically what our bill says that I'm doing with Senator Johnson from my home state of Wisconsin.
And again, this is a big deal because the WHO is moving forward with this pandemic treaty. So if this treaty goes through, what would that mean for, you know, for the United States?
You are now subject to the international norms, as with the World Health Organization, an arm of the United Nations. Your health will be governed by the United Nations and the World Health Organization.
That is a sobering message, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why you need to reach out to your senators. You need to reach out to your congresspeople, whoever those individuals may be. And it really doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. You reach out to all of them and you tell them to get on board with Congressman Tiffany's legislation here to protect American sovereignty against the World Health Organization. Congressman, what is that bill number? Do we have that information?
I do not have the bill number before me, but it has to do with the WHO. No WHO. Just tell them to, when they call in, just say you want to be on the No WHO bill by Congressman Tiffany, and the staff can find it.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Congressman, appreciate you today, and thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for this great legislation to protect us from the WHO.
Thanks for giving me the time today, Todd. It's greatly appreciated.
All right. Congressman Tom Tiffany, everybody, from Wisconsin, District 7. And you do, again, call your local elected leaders and give them a call. Say, vote no on the World Health Organization, right? So we're going to be voting. We do not want to be under the control of the World Health Organization. And our team will also try to get the exact, because you're going to need that, the legislation number, and we'll get that for you as well. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Oh, wow. You know, I was having a delicious, delicious cup of coffee earlier today, the Washington blend. Have you guys Have you guys checked out First Cup Coffee yet? They're one of our brand new sponsors. And what I love about First Cup is you can drink it, right? We got some great sponsors, but I love the beverage sponsors. First Cup is a Christian-owned, a conservative-owned coffee company, and they're patriots. They have some incredible coffee. And one of the things I love about the coffee is it is based around a piece of our founding history, right? The history of our country. They've got different blends like the John Hancock and the Lexington, named after the Battle of Lexington. They've got the Pharaoh, which is named after Lucy Pharaoh. You say, who is Lucy Pharaoh? She was the first African-American revivalist in this country. My favorite blend is the Washington, of course, named after President George Washington. It's absolutely delicious coffee. Now, here's the deal. You can get it either ground or whole bean or pods, which is what I have. You can also buy in bulk. They have 11 roast profiles available. There is literally a flavor for every freedom-loving American. And the best part about it is they do not sell burnt coffee. I'm talking about you, Starbucks. And it doesn't cost like, you know, an arm and a leg like you, Starbucks. I'm just saying. So anyway, the pods, by the way, are literally hand-filled within days of being roasted. So, you know, they're just fresh. So here's what I want you to go check them out. I know we have a lot of coffee folks in the audience. FirstCup.com. That's FirstCup.com. Now, use code Todd. You're going to save an additional 10% on your order. And if you subscribe, you're going to save an additional 10% for the life of your subscription. So that's a pretty cool deal. Grace Baker is in studio today, back from Chicago.
Yes, I need to get me a cup of coffee downstairs after this, by the way.
Get the Washington. Well, you know what? I know what the Washington is good, so you have to try another flavor.
Yeah, I got to try a different flavor. I really like cold brew coffee, which I make at home, but I can use, you know, ground coffee for that. So,
how's Merlot?
She's good. We're in agility classes, so she's high flying everywhere.
Is that
I'm
right?
I'm trying to keep up with her.
So I see the video. You post a lot of these videos on your socials.
At Merlot the Dow.
Is she like an award-winning dog now?
Well, she does. She runs in something called Fast Cat, and it's like a sprinting competition. So she got a ribbon for that.
All right. So when are you moving back?
I know. I'm sorry, Todd. I'm sorry. I'm just in for a visit, but I come and go.
That's unacceptable.
I come and go.
We need to talk to the husband.
I know.
Mr. Producer.
We go where the work goes.
Well, you've got work here. Tell him he can stay at home.
Oh,
he can be
gosh.
a stay-at-home
dog dad.
Dog dad. That's it. So, no, I heard you earlier on the KWAM morning show with Ben Dieter.
Yes.
And it's good to have you back. You sounded good on the radio.
Thanks. It's always chaotic with Ben, but it's a good time.
At least, Dieter had the nerve to call a Baptist. He said a Baptist martini is iced tea.
Yeah, iced tea. I corrected him. I was like, no. Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon.
I'm glad you called him out. You got to do that.
I corrected him on the air. Can't be misleading the listeners.
Getting too big for his hair.
This is true.
Did you see his hair on Newsmax?
His hair keeps getting bigger every time I see him. It's taller and taller.
He's like, he can almost play basketball. He's 6'1 now with his hair. All right. Hang tight, folks. Grace Baker in the studio. So if you call in, you might even be able to say hello to Grace. You never know. Hang tight. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is a weird, weird story. Disney World has quietly axed one of its classic characters from doing meet and greets at the park. So I guess if you go to Disney and they have all these characters wandering around, and I suppose you can say hello and get your picture made. But Tinkerbell has been disappeared. Do we know what happened to Tinkerbell? Tinkerbell has reportedly been removed from the Town Square Theater at Magic Kingdom. That's the only location where she used to do the meet and greets with fans. Now, the move comes after Disney confirmed her disappearance. That was back in February. And people are really sort of upset about this. And people are wondering why. Tinkerbell. This is from thestreet.com. Tinkerbell has reportedly faced scrutiny from Disney's Stories Matter team ahead of the debut of Disney Plus in 2019. Now, the team reportedly flagged and labeled the character to Disney's executives as potentially problematic. And that what's wrong with Tinkerbell? Tinkerbell, the allegation is that Tinkerbell is, quote, body conscious and jealous of Peter Pan's attention. So help me understand this. And I don't know, Dylan, are you a big Disney guy? Have you been down to Disney World?
I've been a couple times, yeah.
Did you meet Tinkerbell?
I'm scared of meeting any of those characters.
Is Tinkerbell the one? She's like the little fairy person. I mean, I don't mean that in the LGBT negative way.
She is a fairy.
She's a fairy.
She's got the green dress and the wings. That kind of fairy.
All right. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's going to get me in trouble. So she's got the little wings and the little short mini skirt,
right.
And she flutters about.
Yes.
In a fairy sort of way.
Pretty. You summed it up pretty well.
All right. So, and she has the hots for Peter Pan.
Yeah.
So there's, do we know the age? I've always wondered this because there was something really off-putting about this little fairy land creature who had the hots for Peter Pan. So Peter Pan is a boy.
Yes.
Okay. And Tinkerbell, is she like a chick? I mean, is she like, are we talking about a school age? I just didn't know how old Tinkerbell was.
It's unclear, but in the movies, she looks young. I mean, obviously, Peter's young and Wendy. But
she's also blonde, right? She's a blonde. Well, you think about the school teachers. The school teachers that are having their way with the young boys at middle school are always blondes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Usually the cheerleading coaches. No, I have no proof of that. I just want to go on the record. So anyway, well, all I'm saying is it could be an inappropriate relationship.
I can see that.
But let's just assume for the sake of our argument, we have taken a dark turn into Never Never Land. So let's just assume for the sake of the argument that it's all on the up and up, and Tinkerbell is just, she's a little midget woman, right? So she's a little midget girl. And so she's the same age as Peter Pan. So can we just in our minds, now that I've corrupted this beautiful story from Walt Disney, let's just say that it's a normal kind of, she has a crush. So she has a crush on Peter Pan. So the Disney Stories Matter team, that's their woke agency. They're the ones that are out there, and they're like turning all the Star Wars people gay, and they're turning Mickey into what? Mickey Mouse, Mickey and Minnie are kind of like heterosexuals, we think. And then you've got all the other, they're trying to turn all these characters gay. What is it, Rihanna? No, that's Moana. Is it Moana, Rihanna?
Moana?
Moana?
Yeah.
Awana? No, that's a church program. What's the name of the chick?
Moana?
Moana? Moana.
Moana.
Jeez, Alu. I am so far out of that world. It is. Whatever happened to Goofy and Mr. Scrooge? So anyway, Stories Matter. They were developed to spot and correct negative depictions of people and cultures. In other words... And I know we've got the music. You better find it, Dylan. In other words, the reason they're not playing Zippity Doo-Dah at Disney is because of this group. Because they say that song is somehow racist. Now, when you get that song, I want you to just start playing it, Dylan, because I want us to go through this. And let's try to understand what exactly about Zippity Doo-Dah makes that song racist. In all seriousness. I mean, if something is racist, yeah, we will be the first among all to say this is inappropriate, that this is racist. Because we believe that to be an important thing. All right, here we go.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
All right, that's nice.
Plenty of sunshine.
Oh, I love sunshine.
In my way, zippity-doo-dah, zippity.
Any Pentecostals can interpret zippity doo dah. Zippity 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 doo dah doo dah. Hallelujah.
It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactory.
Everything is satisfactory. That's, is that racist?
Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Wonderful, wonderful yes, feelings. Do we have like little birds, animated birds in the studio we can throw up, little butterflies? Little woodland creatures? A white choir, a little weird, but okay. Oh, those, is that Tinkerbell? Mr. Bluebird. Okay, well, maybe it should have been a blank bird.
It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zip-a-dee-doo-dah.
I don't know about you. I feel happy.
Wonderful feeling, feeling this way.
Are those bees? I think those are bees buzzing. All right, so Dylan, I just have a question. I feel happy. Grace Baker is furiously texting on her phone, but even Grace was smiling as we were singing Zippity Doo Dah.
Yeah, my day's cheered up a little bit.
See, right, you just feel happy. Did you hear anything that caused you to say, oh, that's a little inappropriate?
No. Mm-mm. Pleasant song.
So they did some research into what the problem was Zippity Doo Dah, and this is all true on the record. They determined that the word zippity-doo-dah was actually code for something racist.
Huh.
But in truth, the writers of the song, because I did a deep dive on this, I actually wrote about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? I wrote a whole chapter on this. The name of the chapter, Disney's Gone Woke or something, I don't know. Anyway, Grace, get my book. Don't get the book. We don't have time for that. Anyway, there's a chapter about Disney in my book. And I tell the story of how Zippity Doo Dah actually came about. And the people who wrote, the songwriters who wrote Zippity Doo Dah actually wrote Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which is also, I don't know, anti-Semitic and xenophobic. Just throwing it out there. Anyway, it's not. It's really not. So just bear with me for a moment. So it turns out the songwriters, part of their shtick is that they would just make up words. They would just make up words. And zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a is just a made-up word. That's it. Nothing racial, nothing evil, nothing sordid, nothing untoward. They're just making up words. Kind of like how the alphabet activists are just making up pronouns. But back in the day, everybody knew their pronouns, so they just made up words. So anyway, Stories Matters goes on to say, we are reviewing our offerings beyond the screen, and that includes products like books and music and experiences. While advisories for negative depictions have been added to some offerings, and by the way, they are. So if you go back and watch some of the old school Disney movies, they have like this alert that pops up on the screen. You may be offended by Tonto.
What about 101 Dalmatians? Is there a warning on that about the dog lady? Warning, Christy Gnome, do not watch this movie.
Okay, Grace, go stand in the corner. You know our audience believes Christy Gnome had every right to kill her dog and the goat. Who are we to question?
Who are we?
Who are we? Jeez, Olu. All right, so anyway, so they do all of this, and so this is why Disney, they're literally trying to clean up the racist characters in the Disney world. Now, I know some of you are out there saying, well, Todd, why are you talking about Disney? Because good patriots and Christians shouldn't be going to Disney. Yeah, but they do. They do. I know. I hear all the, we got to boycott Disney. Yeah, and then you go down to Disney, and I don't have a problem with that. I mean, if that's what you want to do, it's like when you go to Target, I stay out of the dressing rooms and the bathrooms, right? So, I mean, sometimes they have a good discount on something. And I understand, you know, protests and boycotts and all that kind of good stuff, but the reality is they don't work because people don't obey, they don't follow the rules and regulations of these boycotts. And now you have a situation where Tinkerbell has been disappeared because, and again, going back to the story, they said she was body conscious. In other words, she wasn't fat and that she was craving Peter Pan's attention. So she was flitting about in the air, and she was flitting her wings to get Peter Pan's attention. And I guess that's what, sexist or something? But the broader issue here, and I mean nothing against fat people, and, you know, I'm a well-rounded man myself. It took years of pork to sculpt this body. I'm proud of that. And maybe I could stand to lose a few pounds. I get that. The reality is there are no fat fairies. And the reason you can't be a fat fairy is because your wings aren't strong enough, right? You got to be able to get off the ground. I mean, that's the whole point of being a fairy, right, is that you flit about in the air. Oh, dear, this is going in a very bad direction. But you understand what I'm saying here, right? Fairies can't be fat. Otherwise, you're grounded, and that you're just a weird person with wings walking around, waddling around. And nobody wants that. And you think Peter Pan's going to be turned on by some fat chick with wings? No, I don't think so. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. Do you have a problem with this, the whole whitewashing of Disney's history? Somebody's walking around and they're saying that, this is racist because I think it is. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Interesting story. Grace Baker sent me over here. This is the headline. A bar has raised its minimum age to 30 years old on Friday and Saturday nights. No exception. So this bar in Ohio, called Donnerick's Pub in Groveport. That's about 20 miles or so southeast of Columbus. And they post a new policy on Facebook saying there will be no exceptions to the new age policy. They said that we will try different methods to keep the violence down. It will not be tolerated. So all of this, apparently there's been some fights. People are very upset about this. It's hurting their business. And they're saying, yeah, we've got to do something about this. So people are chiming in. And I'm wondering, what do you think about this, folks? Any of you go out there and you go to the bars, you go to the nightclubs on a Friday or Saturday night? And I'm curious, are you guys seeing the same level of violence, people getting into fights? And if so, what are the ages? Is this an issue of mostly young people that are getting into these fights, these brawls? And is that a turnoff for you? I mean, so if you're going out to, say, I don't know, honky, if you're going down, let's say you're in Nashville, lower Manhattan, or lower Broadway, and you're going down to the honky tonks, you kind of almost expect to see at least one fist fight. I mean, right? Just saying. So some Facebook users are now suggesting that, you know, instead of 30, they need to raise it to 35. Wow. Others say that changing DJs or implementing a dress code would help curb violence. You know, it's interesting. In my neighborhood, we have a great, great restaurant. And they created a lot of controversy a couple of months back because they have a pretty strict dress code. But when you actually get down to it, you don't really, it's not all that strict, right? It's like you have to wear pants and you have to wear a shirt, and women can't look like they're going to be standing on a street corner somewhere. And I think that's the issue, is that people say, okay, well, who are you? Who are you to say that? Talking about this particular restaurant. And it just, I mean, I don't know. It just, you know, I'm not going to tell somebody else how to dress, but if you're going to a restaurant, you want to look, you know, there used to be a time when you would dress up for something like that, right? You would go out to dinner and there would be, your parents would make sure that you were dressed appropriately and, you know, you look good. But we live in that country where now you can just show up and you're eating at, like, I don't know, a Red Lobster, and, you know, the people next to you are wearing pajamas. Look like slobs.
By the way, did you hear about Red Lobster? They're closing like dozens of restaurants. Apparently, they lost their shirt on their last all-you-can-eat shrimp special, and now they're having to close down dozens of restaurants around the country. Now, Dylan, are you a big shrimp guy? You're like chicken tenders.
I've come around to shrimp.
Oh, you like shrimp?
Yeah.
All right, so have you gone to Red Lobster?
I haven't recently, but now it makes me want to go.
You've had Uncle Walt's fried fish?
Yeah, and, the, and the, what's it, the biscuits?
Oh, the cheddar biscuits. The no, cheddar bay biscuits. So now they've shut down. I know one of the Red Lobsters here in Memphis got shut down, but there are two left, I think. So that's good news. The one over by the Galleria. So you got to bring a gun with you. But
true.
I'm a big fan of their tartar sauce.
Huh.
Give me
now
the
I'm hungry.
Uncle Walt's fried fish. But the problem is they just had poor management. You know, if it's all you can eat shrimp, you know people are going to eat all they can. And that's the problem. People eat too much these days. So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So Red Lobster used to be like fine dining in the Stearns family. I mean, if you were going out for a super nice night out on the town, Mom and Dad would go to Red Lobster. We'd get McDonald's drive-thru. And nothing wrong with a Happy Meal, you know, when you're 8 or 9 years old. But when you're 8 or 9, you don't appreciate a good Cheddar Bay biscuit, right? So, but that's, I don't know what it was like in your family, but Red Lobster and Olive Garden were like high-end eateries back in the day. And maybe they still are. I love Red Lobster. But all I can say is that I think a lot of this, people are just not going out to dinner as much as they used to, not only because of the economy, but also because people just, they act ghetto. I don't mean that. I'm just saying they act ghetto or trailer park. It's right, don't they? It's just people don't know how to act. That's why I don't like going to the movie theater anymore.
Yeah.
If you want to go make out, go to your car. Why do you have to do it in a sticky movie theater? I mean, really? All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us today. By the way, I wanted to share this for all of our Houston area listeners. If you're listening to us on Patriot Talk 920, in Houston and the Galveston area, big, big story developing. And this is sort of breaking news. Another barge has hit a bridge, this time in Galveston, and the bridge crashed into the Pelican Island Causeway and knocked out a chunk of the bridge. There are reports that chemicals or fuel, probably fuel, is pouring into the water. But the problem is this particular bridge is the only way onto and off of an island, the Pelican Island Causeway. It connects Galveston to the island that houses a couple of museums and a maritime academy and things of that nature. Also, apparently, there may have been a rail line that was also impacted. So we'll keep you updated on that. But again, this is yet another example of a barge knocking out a major bridge, this time in Galveston, Texas. So be sure to listen to your local radio station. You folks in the Houston Galveston area, listen to Patriot Talk 920. They'll get you through all of this. All right, we told you earlier about this crazy story out of Nashville, where a hotel chain there, the Sonesta Hotel chain, has canceled a convention that was being scheduled for this coming weekend, a pro-Israel, a Christian ministry, and the reason why, over security concerns and threats. So we had a First Liberty Institute's Hiram Sasser on my Newsmax show last night, and Hiram was kind enough to join us again today. Hiram, appreciate you coming on. So you're in Nashville right now, is that right?
I am. I've been in Nashville for the past few days.
So we left you on the TV show last night. You were literally driving around trying to find a place that we'd be able to hold this conference. First of all, how is that looking? Is there a new location that these people are going to be able to meet at?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. Outside of Nashville is, Dave Ramsey has his show. And he's got his facility, his whole campus at Ramsey Solutions. They got a great, beautiful conference facility that he uses for stuff like that. And he said, look, you guys come and have, I'm going to support Israel. You guys come and have your conference here. And it's just been first class all the way. He's got a great team there at Ramsey, and they are taking care of a lot of things to help us help our client Hayavel get their conference set up there. So in many ways it's a significant upgrade over the original meeting facility for sure.
Well, this is terrific news, and again, Dave Ramsey coming to the rescue and providing a conference space for this great Christian ministry. Well done, Dave Ramsey. I know Hiram Sasser, our studio audience here at the Todd Stearns Radio Show, you can hear the enthusiasm there, so well done. All right, let's go back and explain what happened here. So this ministry, they made the reservations, and what happened at that point?
Yeah, so Hayavel set up their meeting, their conference that they were going to have. They're bringing in people from Israel. They're bringing in someone from the Knesset, one of their members of the Israeli parliament coming in. They got people coming in from all over the country. They set all this up in January with the Sonesta Hotel. They were trying to make it convenient. It's by the airport in Nashville, and they were fine all the way up until just on Friday night, this last Friday night, and that's when the hotel called them and said, "Well, we've been talking to the police, and we're getting all these threats from this pro Hamas and the pro Palestinian." Crowds were all coming in, those threats. And they said, look, the police suggested that we shut down the event. And so that's what we're doing. We're canceling the event. So there was all these pro Hamas, pro Palestinian agitators trying to cancel the conference. Cause these people are, they will not stop. If you love Israel, if you even marginally like Israel, they hate you. But if you love Israel and you're trying to support the Jewish people and you're trying to support Israel, these anti-Semitic groups, they just want to shut you down. You've seen it on the college campuses. It's spilling over to the hotel space. But what we learned later was that the police say, we never said to the Nashville police said that we never said to shut this down. And they said, the police said, well, we could easily secure this and this will be fine. So there's obviously that major discrepancy. That's a big problem for the Sonesta Hotel, because then it's essentially just them caving to the anti-Semitic, Israel religious bigotry of the agitators, sort of adopting that as their own in engaging in this kind of discrimination, which means that not only is it a breach of contract issue, but they also are in violation of federal law and state law.
Now, let me jump in here, Hiram, because when you hear about these kinds of stories, you think, okay, well, this hotel is a privately owned company. Don't they have a right to determine who they can and cannot lease their facilities to?
Yeah, exactly. They do. They do to a certain extent. But decades ago, our elected representatives in Congress passed the Civil Rights Act, and Title II of the Civil Rights Act applies to certain types of private entities, places of public accommodation. Think theaters, hotels, ballparks. You're not allowed to engage in religious discrimination at the hotel. So yeah, you don't, the hotel, they don't have to do any event that they don't want to do, but the reason that they that they choose to not do business with you cannot be because of your religious faith. That's or your religious identity. That's something that they're not allowed to do under federal law. And then, of course, Tennessee has their own state law equivalent. Most states do that also provide for protection based upon religion and then some other categories as well, but also based upon religion. And so that's a big problem for the Sonesta Hotel, is that the reason why the people were protesting is they don't like the Jewish people. And the reason then why this was canceled was in response to satisfy the requests of those people who don't like the Jewish people. So that's why the hotel is in violation of Title II of the Civil Rights Act and the Tennessee state law equivalent.
All right. Hiram Sasser is the executive general counsel for First Liberty Institute in Nashville, boots on the ground, helping to facilitate a new conference location for this Christian ministry. Now, Hiram, this is not over, right? Even though they do have a place to hold this conference, this is far from over.
Well, it's not over because even though, you know, Dave Ramsey has been so generous in giving them a facility to meet, you know, there's still the hotel component, having to try to, you know, find housing and hotels for everybody. There's the food component. There's a lot of other, there's just a lot of other stuff. You're trying to put on a whole conference for 500 attendees. That's a very big undertaking. And there's just a lot of extra costs that are associated with that. And, you know, the Sonesta Hotel, because they're the one that caused all these problems, they're ultimately responsible for those additional costs and damages that are related to the breach of contract, but also the violation of the anti-discrimination laws. And so the Sonesta Hotel has to step up and they have to fix that part of the problem. And also, I think they need to apologize. I think they need to apologize for what happened. Regardless of what their conversation was with the police, but I have a tendency to believe Chief Drake when he says we didn't say that. I'm siding with the chief. He's probably the one that's the most credible. Him over a hotel manager. I'm picking the chief, right? But I think they need to apologize, and I think they need to pay for this damage that they've caused.
All right. Well, Hiram, we're so glad you guys are on the case there, and it is great news that this conference is going to have a place, and we certainly appreciate our friend Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions for finding a solution here. And let's just hope that this hotel chain eventually learns their lesson. FirstLiberty.org, folks, is the website. That's FirstLiberty.org. And you can also watch our Newsmax interview with Hiram. You can watch that on our Twitter feed, also our Facebook stream as well. Hiram, you're a busy man, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, Hiram Sasser, everybody, from First Liberty Institute. Wow, can you believe it's almost unbelievable the level of anti-Semitism, and it's blatant. It is in your face. But what did I tell you about this story, folks? And what did I tell you about where we are, this current climate in America? It's not just the Jews, it's the Christians. They're coming after the Jews and the Christians. That's what's going on here. And if we don't wake up, one day we're all going to get up and we're going to find out that our churches have been padlocked, our synagogues shut down, and we're all going to be forced to bow a knee to another religion. You watch what's going to happen here. All right. Let's go to the phones real quick here. Tony in North Carolina, WTKF. Hi, Tony. What's on your mind today?
Well, Ted, I'm a senior citizen, and I was in the military. I love my country, and I love my flag. And there's people right now that are spewing violence and hatred and anti-Semitism you just mentioned. I just have been praying about it, and I feel the Lord gave me the idea, and all of a sudden it's starting to take off.
What's your idea, Tony?
Everybody that loves America, put American flags on a flagpole in your on a in a window in your car. The one young lady that comes in and cleans my house, she did her bumper on her car, her windows on her car, in her apartment in the big window, and all of a sudden it's catching fire here. And people are, you know, when they're my age, senior citizens, you know, your first impulse, if you were young, you know, I'm going to go punch them in the face and tell them to, you know, leave the, them alone and leave our burning, our, if you burn a flag in front of me, I get upset. Well, now everybody's going to have flags across America.
You know, I like this idea. I like this idea, Tony. And this is a great idea, folks. Tony from North Carolina says, you know what? Let's get out there and let's fly the American flag. Let's get a flag bumper sticker. Put a flag in the window of your car, your home. What a great idea. And show our love for this great country. Tony, got to leave it there, my friend. We're super late for a break. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, CNN has agreed to the Biden campaign's demands for this presidential debate. There will not be a live audience. President Trump's microphone will be muted when Biden speaks. CNN will announce the moderators, and no RFK Jr. So RFK Jr. will be excluded from these debates. They're going to try to rig this, folks, but I think Trump is a whole lot smarter than they're giving him credit for. What a mess. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I want to play some audio for you. This is from a commencement address delivered by a Kansas City Chiefs kicker. And his name is Harrison Butker. And he gave the address at a Catholic school in Kansas, Benedictine College. So anyway, he's under fire for what he said during this particular address, and it's really fascinating. We're gonna play just a few sound bites from this particular speech. Let's listen to Harrison Butker.
It is only in the past few years that I have grown in courage to speak more boldly and directly, because as I mentioned earlier, I have leaned into my vocation as a husband and father, and as a man. To the gentleman here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. You might have a talent that you don't necessarily enjoy, but if it glorifies God, maybe you should lean into that over something that you might think suits you better. I speak from experience as an introvert who now finds myself as an amateur public speaker and an entrepreneur. Something I never thought I'd be when I received my industrial engineering degree. The road ahead is bright. Things are changing. Society is shifting. And people, young and old, are embracing tradition. Not only has it been my vocation that has helped me and those closest to me, but not surprising to many of you, should be my outspoken embrace of the traditional Latin Mass. I've been very vocal in my love and devotion to the TLM and its necessity for our lives. But what I think gets misunderstood is that people who attend the TLM do so out of pride or preference. I can speak to my own experience, but for most people I have come across within these communities, this simply is not true. I do not attend the TLM because I think I am better than others, or for the smells and bells, or even for the love of Latin. I attend the TLM because I believe, just as the God of the Old Testament was pretty particular in how he wanted to be worshipped, the same holds true for us today. It is through the TLM that I encountered order and began to pursue it in my own life.
So he goes on to say that, and this has caused controversy at USA Today. This is the USA Today headline based on that speech. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker's speech was ugly. He's only part of a bigger problem. So he also went on to talk about women. And he said, I think it is you, talking about these lies that have been told to men and women. He says, I think it is to you, the women, who have had the most diabolic lies told to you. Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world. But I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and a mother. I'm on this stage and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. So I'm curious, ladies, do you agree with that? Do you agree that raising your kids and tending your family is a vocation? 901-260-5926. What do you think about this guy's speak? 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So I want to go back to some election news. Where is that? Oh, here we go. Yes. This new inflation data, this is since January 21. I'm curious if this is accurate information we're getting. Groceries up 21.3% since January 21. Is that you? Are you seeing that when you go to the Kroger? Do they still have Winn-Dixie? What about the Piggly Wiggly? Rent is up 20.8%. Rent. Eggs up 43.5%. Baby food is and formula up 30%. Auto insurance is up 52%. And your electricity bill up 28.5% on average. Is that you? Are you seeing that those kinds of numbers in your area? By the way, I want to play this audio. This is from Georgia. The NBC affiliate went down there and they interviewed all of these Georgia voters. Let's take a listen.
Do each of you support Donald Trump?
I do.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. For all three of you.
Yes.
Has this trial changed your opinion, even caused you to waver or question that at all?
No, it's actually caused me to support him more. I just don't believe that's a coincidence that we have a trial happening in Atlanta. We have one happening in New York. So the question people are beginning to ask themselves, like I did, is like, why now?
It's pretty much everybody says they're picking on him. You know, people are tired of going after him, and you see it in so many areas. It's really not a big issue in the party. Actually, they're really making everybody mad, and they look at a big bully, and the government is the bully.
This is going to be your first time casting a ballot. What is it for you that drives your support of the former president?
I think always fighting. I mean, he's taken so much just defense from news and everything, but he still hasn't given up. He keeps fighting to do what's right.
I've talked to many people who formerly identified as a Democrat. They have changed their political persuasion to independent, and they are looking forward to voting for Trump. Wow. Because now they find something in common with a political candidate at that level.
When you say they find commonality, what is that commonality?
They have felt persecuted by the system of American injustice. And it's not a stretch for them to think that Trump may be a victim as well. People see that there's some kind of commonality between himself and maybe all the black men that have been incarcerated and the families that have been impacted by black male incarceration.
All right. That was from MSDNC, and they were talking to Georgia voters in Gwinnett County, which is a suburb, a northern suburb of Atlanta. And they're saying that the sham trials make them more likely to support President Trump in November and that their friends are feeling the same way. Is that true? When you're out there talking to people at church, at the, you know, the ball field, just hanging out, are they more likely now to support President Trump because of the political attacks that are coming from the weaponized government? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I think it's all backfiring, folks. It's all backfiring on the Democrats. And I'm telling you that if we all get out and do our job, and our job is to go and vote on Election Day, then you're going to be doing pretty darn good coming up in the November elections. And Trump will win in a landslide. Absolutely believe that. Folks, Backyard Butchers, wow, what an amazing place to get your beef from. This is where I get my beef now exclusively, BackyardButchers.com. They are delivering American-raised and harvested meat from right here in our American backyards to dinner tables across our nation. Backyard Butchers will only source beef and chicken from American farms and deliver the cuts right to your doorstep, and they do it every month. Grass-fed, grain-finished, the meat tastes absolutely incredible. So I want you to cut out all the frustration and, by the way, the big prices at the supermarket and go to BackyardButchers.com/Todd. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. You're going to save an extra 20% off your entire order by using the code Todd. And when you subscribe, you're going to get an additional 10% off and free shipping. That's incredible. So go to BackyardButchers.com/Todd. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. Use my name, Todd. That's your code. And you're going to get some incredible discounts on, trust me, some of the best tasting beef in America. You're going to love it. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. You know what? I may have to grill up some burgers, some of those Backyard Butcher burgers. That is some incredibly well-done, well-raised beef right there, folks. And again, backyardbutchers.com is the website. Backyard Butchers slash Todd, actually, is the website. And you're going to love it. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. PJ in Florida, WOCA, our great station down there. Hi, PJ. What's going on?
Hello, Todd. I just wanted to relate to you a conversation I recently had with a never-Trumper, a black gentleman. Been voting Democrat all his life. He's pushing 60. He has decided that he can't stand to vote for Trump, but he's so disgusted with the Democrat Party, he's decided he's just not going to vote.
So you're telling me, so this guy, what, is a lifelong Democrat, and he's not going to vote for Joe Biden?
Right. He can't stand to vote for Biden, but he also can't stand Trump. So he's just not going to vote.
All right. Well, you know what? I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I mean, if the Democrats want to stay home on Election Day, I'm good with that. But I'm wondering, is there a reason why you've been able to ascertain why this guy doesn't like Donald Trump?
Because the biggest thing is his pastor doesn't like Trump and says he's a racist and a liar and a thief, dishonest. They've got a whole list of things that they think are wrong with Donald.
So PJ, I don't want to blow up your friendship here with the guy, but I would push back a little bit and say, okay, well, what do you mean? Give me some examples of how Trump is a racist. I would just put your pal on the spot.
I've tried that, and the conversation gets real heated real quick with him. So
I see. Rather, so the TDS is strong there.
I don't want to have an adversarial situation.
No. I understand. Well, sadly, this guy, if the pastor is actually preaching this from the pulpit or he's telling his parishioners this, that's a cult, and there's really not much you can do about that. Because whatever the pastor is saying is just simply not true. I would continue to share with him, stories about black Americans who are switching over. I know, was it Lawrence Taylor the other day, over in New Jersey, said that he's going to be voting for Donald Trump. So maybe that just might cause some doubt in your friend's mind that what his preacher is actually saying is true.
Well, yeah, I would certainly hope so, but I found that there are a lot of people who are very good followers and not real good free thinkers.
We're going to open this up. PJ, here's what I want to do. We're going to open this up to our listeners, and they may have some suggestions on how you handle this, because you're right. You want to protect your friendship, and I respect that. I mean, that's, I get it. But this, the media has so corrupted our society, you know, that you can't even have a casual disagreement with anybody anymore. It's really sad.
Well, I agree with you there 100%.
All right, so PJ, we're gonna open this up, and folks, you heard PJ's story here. He's got a good friend, and the friend's a never Trumper, says he's not gonna vote, but he's also a Democrat. So I think it's more so that the guy is a lifelong Democrat who is not gonna be voting for Joe Biden, but he's also not gonna be voting for Trump. In that case, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, right? So that's just one less vote Biden's gonna get. But what do you? How do you respond to somebody like that? And what have you had anybody in your circle who has been never Trump that has been, I would not even say has been brought to the other side or has been converted, but has been cured of TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on my Newsmax show, we're going to be talking with Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Also, Mary Walter is going to drop by, and she has some things to say about this bar out in Ohio that is now banning people under the age of 30. I guess there have been far too many fights, and they're saying it's a big problem. And they're going to try to – they believe the solution here is to raise the age level. Folks – may I just say, our good buddy Mike Lindell, I just don't know how he keeps doing this, but Mike is a good friend of this program, and he's been a friend of mine for years, and going all the way back to the Fox days. And you might have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their big box stores or the shopping channels the way they used to. So this is all part of the cancel culture mob. And so Mike wants to literally pass on savings directly to you by having what they're calling a $25 extravaganza. So when Mike started MyPillow, it was just one product company. They had pillows. But now they have hundreds of products, and some you may not even know about, which is why you need to go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and check out all the incredible, amazing products. And if you've got the pillow and if you have the slippers, you know it's good stuff. So here's the deal. $25 extravaganza. Here's how it works. A two-pack multi-use MyPillow, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. So you see how it goes. So all sorts of wonderful products you're going to be able to get for just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric made with the sheets, right? Just $25. So you can also call them. You can go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code STARNS, or you can call them 1-800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. Well, Whoopi Goldberg is at it again. Grace Baker sent me this little story, this item. Let's play that audio.
Apparently, there is a question going viral on TikTok right now that asks, would you rather be alone in the woods with a man or a bear? And a considerable number of women said they'd rather take their chances with the bear. I'm going with the bear also
you
because,
yeah.
Yes, the bear will not shoot me. He's not going to go,
true.
Itch.
No,
he's not
going to
do that.
You,
no. Grizzlies will gnaw on you.
Yeah.
But if you've been standing there long enough to see the grizzly coming, you the dummy.
All right, so there you go. The pop quiz for the ladies here in the Todd Stern Show audience. You're hiking through the woods, and you find a bear, so or you find a strange man. Would you rather go down the path with the bear or the path where there's a dude, a strange? Why are you laughing, Grace Baker? What's
well, what I think is funny is most women are saying they'd rather be with the bear, but my thing is with the guy. If a guy, I mean, a bear's going to eat you 100% of the time, right? But a guy might actually help you. So it's like a 50-50 shot, you know?
No, I don't. You think it's really 50-50?
In today's world, yes.
Really?
Yes. 50-50.
You see, I would...
Is the guy going to kill you, or is he going to help you get out of the woods? 50-50.
Yeah, but you know the bear is going to kill you and eat you.
Well, that's why I said I'd rather run across the guy.
Yeah.
But a bear's going to eat you, you know, 100% of the time. I mean, what if you ran across Joe Biden in the woods? Would you rather have Biden or the bear? He's going to snip your hair.
Yeah, let me think about that for
a
minute. I see what you're saying. But for...
It all depends.
I mean, you wonder, though, in the bear community, if the bears are sitting around and they're asking these questions, would you rather, you know, you're walking down the path, would you rather eat Whoopi Goldberg or, I don't know, Joe Biden?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Winnie the Pooh.
That's terrible. So anyway, so this is like on TikTok, and people are going bonkers over this.
It's been everywhere. Literally the other day, my husband asked me this question out of the blue, and I was like, well, of course a guy, because it's, you know, 50-50 shot, and he just thought that was hilarious. But I'm like, it's true. No, a lot of women, I don't get it. They're like, nope, I'll pick the bear.
You know, the National Park Service by the way, 901-260-5926, ladies, would you rather encounter a bear or a man? What about a hairy man? Like, you know, there's some that have as much hair as the bears do.
Or a man that identifies as a bear.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That's just a bad situation. You got unlucky in that one.
Growl, growl, growl.
Oh, yeah, the furries.
Oh, they do it, the furries. That's true.
You.
Boy, that is creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. Those furries creep me out. I almost told a story about Fox News that I'm not allowed to share.
Does it involve furries?
Close.
Oh, gosh.
It involves a transgender. Well, anyway.
We'll talk about it off air.
I'll tell you off air. I think I've told you this story, but I just can't talk about it on air yet.
One day.
One day.
We'll have a backstage pod with Todd Starr.
Maybe the memoir.
There you go. Save it for the memoir.
I just thought the woman had unusually large hands. I'll just leave it at that. So anyway, according to the Washington Post, the National Park Service has a long list of ways to get away from a bear or survive a bear attack. So this is a big deal.
Well, I can do that. Run! That's it. That's my advice.
You just have to run faster than the person you're with.
Dylan's shaking his head. That's the wrong advice.
Bears run 30 miles an hour, so not a great idea.
And you can't even climb up a tree. That's the problem.
No, you're kind of... So do you just need to lay low and just blend in?
I don't know. It's a great question. I will say this. When I was at Ridgecrest, which is where the Baptists go for their big retreat, you know, all the Baptists go to camp at Ridgecrest in North Carolina. And they have, I think they had the black bears there. And so the issue is that when you check in, they give you a list. And it's like five or six things to do. In the event that you encounter a bear on the Ridgecrest property. Ridgecrest is a massive Christian events center, and it literally is in the woods. Directly across the interstate, you have the Billy Graham Training Center, which is also a beautiful facility. But they just have they have a lot of bears. And so they in the event that you're out there on a prayer walk and you encounter a big old bear, what do you do? Aside from pray, but... You know, what do you do? And so anyway, I'm looking at this list, and I'll be darned if on the list, I think it was number four, it actually said on this list, don't bend over. And I thought, what kind of bears do they have at this Baptist Retreat Center? That's horrifying. Why would you even think to bend over in front of a bear? That makes no sense to me.
Maybe, like, crouch down, you know, like, don't crouch down to the ground.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this, Grace. But all I know is they got some pretty freaky bears running around Ridgecrest. I got a problem with that. All right, folks, we will continue this conversation tomorrow. 901-260-5926 is our number. Coming up tonight, Mary Walter. I'm going to ask Mary Walter the bear question on Newsmax tonight. You can watch 5 o'clock Eastern. You say, Todd, where can I go? You know what? Go to ToddStearns.com because we're going to be simulcasting that show on our website tonight starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. Get out there. You be good, America.